Well, good afternoon, and I do hope you're well, and if you're not well, just have a glass of wine. I had a terrible headache the other day, and someone said, would I like some aspirins, and I said, oh no thank you, I'll be fine, and I went home and had a glass of wine, and you know, what with a bit of a walk, and probably had a couple of sips of water as well, I was fine. So, you know, just go to nature for healing. Never, never, never go down the route of putting chemicals into your mouth, because I'm pretty sure you know as well as I do, you know, if you're given a choice of drinking a glass of petrol or a glass of red wine, the red wine's going to do you good, the petrol isn't going to do you good, and most modern chemicals are made out of petrol, but, you know, they're just a solid form of. I mean, think of Vaseline, for example. You wouldn't want to be drinking Vaseline, would you? It's just not very good for you. Anyway, so what I want to say is, you know, all the answers that you need for your life, for everything, are right there in front of you, are extremely easy to access, but you're just looking in the wrong place, because everything is formulated to make you, to encourage you to look in the wrong place. So what I'm going to do today, I'm going to give you an option for your week, right, every single week, got 52 of them in the year, and I want you to take me really seriously, because I take me really seriously, and when I've got a headache, I drink a glass of wine, and behold, the headache disappears, okay? So I'm obviously doing something a little bit different, and I'm getting it right. The number one thing to do is to avoid conventional wisdom. Conventional wisdom says you've got a headache, throw some talcum powder with chemicals in it down your throat. That can't really be the answer, can it? Not really, you know. So this is what I want you to do. It's possible that you've always had 3 days in the week that are a little bit glitchy. And the first of those is Monday, because you've just relaxed, you've almost started to remember who you actually are for 2 days, and now you've got to get up on Monday morning and, you know, face the commute or whatever it is you do, and try to show some interest in your work. And this happens many, many times over in a year. And then you've got Wednesday, which is Mittwoch, midweek, and you think, oh my gosh, you know, you sort of feel like you're teetering between the last weekend and the next one. And then we have Friday, and some people get off early on a Friday and some people don't, you know, but it's always a bit tenuous, isn't it? Because you're looking forward to the weekend, but you've got the weight of the week weighing you down. You know, and let's face it, a weekend really is only 2 days. It's not going to be enough to mitigate the burdenous yoke that you've borne for the last five. It's never going to be a good turnaround, okay? So this is why I want you to take me seriously. Don't just listen to me. Put this in action and you will live forever. And when you get headaches, you'll just drink a glass of wine. Now, to make Monday easier, of course, you could take Monday off. And to make Friday easier, you could take Friday off. But what I actually do is I subdivide my week into two. So I work quite hard on Mondays and a little bit hard on Tuesdays. And I then take Wednesday off. And if I want to sleep until 2 o'clock in the afternoon, which I did today, I just do that, and I don't get cross with myself. Obviously, I'm tired, and I need to replenish my strength to deal with the rest of the week. So I do that, and then I potter out and have a little look at see what the sea's doing, because I live by the beach. And then maybe I'll, you know, just nip and get a cheap bottle of wine or something, unless I've got plenty of wine in. And then I come back and I will probably leisurely drink coffee until I have a meal, okay? Wednesday is not only a second weekend for me, it's a wraparound about just being lazy, just being alive, just accepting that we live in a very polluted, very stressful era, and you need one day a week in which you just collapse, do nothing, pull yourself around. And then what I do next is I don't go to work on Thursday until around 3:30 in the afternoon. Okay, so in other words, I've got all of Wednesday off, and I've got Thursday until, say, 3:00, that's off as well. So I've created for myself two weekends within a 7-day week. I then work Thursday afternoon, evening. I work all day on a Friday, so I can work into the evening. I'll start about 9:30 in the morning. And then I have Saturday and Sunday completely off, but I might well go out on a Sunday. I might go and play chess in a pub, or I might go and have Sunday lunch with someone, or whatever, you know. Sorry. I get a bit sneezy sometimes. I think it's just the dust, you know, from winter into spring. And the best cure for it is to just have a glass of wine. Okay, so this is what I'm doing. I don't actually go to work until the absolute earliest. I will go to work on a Monday is about 1:30, but usually it's about 3:45, okay? So I do Monday, I do Tuesday. I take Wednesday off completely and Thursday until 3:00. So it's very, very similar to having, you know, another weekend. Then I work Thursday evening all day Friday and take Saturday and Sunday off. Now, obviously, I could arrange the week slightly differently, but I find it's very useful to work 2 days, take a day and a half off, work a day and a half, and then take 2 days off. I think I've, you know, for a working week, I think I've done pretty well there. And I want you to arrange your working week so you take all of Wednesday off and a good chunk of Thursday, okay? You can work as hard as you like on Monday and Tuesday and Friday. And you're going to be unbelievably so much more productive. After just a few weeks, you're going to wonder how on earth you ever kept going for 5 days. And there isn't any need for 5 days. It's just that we've been trained via the Industrial Revolution factory age. We've been trained into thinking that we work 5 and we take 2 off. The old biblical notion was that you worked 6 and you took 1 off. But in today's highly regulated, extremely stressful environment in which we are actually travelling, you know, hundreds of miles in a week, far more than we ever would have done 300 years ago, we've got to have something built in to alleviate the stress. So work Monday and Tuesday, take Wednesday off, take a fair chunk of Thursday off, work Friday, and then take Saturday and Sunday off. You know, you might want to do it slightly differently, but I'm just playing along of the normal 9 till 5 and the weekend, yeah? I find that that extra time off in the middle of the week just gives me a chance to bounce back, take off the stress and strain of modern living, and then to just, you know, I wake up, when I do wake up, probably literally by about 4:00 on Wednesday afternoon. That's my down day for the week, okay? Because I'll be a lot more lively on a Sunday. I'll probably get up quite early, maybe 11:00 in the morning or something. And, you know, I just managed to, within all of this systemized work, rest, I managed to bounce back, okay? But more than that, I managed to retain a full measure of who I am. And that's the essential thing. If you work 5 days, whether it's for yourself or someone else, you can't be who you are in those 5 days. You're only giving yourself a chance to be who you are at the weekend, and it's only a time of crash out and catch up, okay? You need to set yourself a much better deal in life, and actually, the more days of the week you take off, the much, much more productive you will be in the days which you do choose to work. In fact, you're going to be a powerhouse, and you will be at least 6 times more productive on just say Monday, Tuesday, Thursday and Friday, because you took a day off in the middle of the week, Right, you can do whatever. You can go shopping in the middle of the week, or you could go out with friends, or just explore the countryside, or read a book, or take a long bath, whatever. Just use it as a bit of human bounce back time. Until you try this, you just simply don't know the absolute vital importance of doing it. You do not exist in order to permeate other people's regulated timetables. You do not exist in order to pay money on demand. I never pay money on demand. If anyone's got the audacity to think that they're so worthy that they can make a demand of me because I haven't paid for something up front, I just make them wait at least another 2, 4, 6 weeks to inconvenience them because they've chosen a system where they're just charging me on demand. Right? I don't fall in with other people's demands. I mean, just say, I mean, I'm very careful never to get a parking fine, but just say I got a parking fine, I would never pay that. Nobody is so worthy that they own a piece of the road which I can pay for the privilege of parking my vehicle there for 10 minutes, eliminate all those sort of completely useless eaters out of your life. And just build in a lot more superstructure for rest, refreshment, and renewal into your life, I mean, even if you only used Wednesday to read 2 or 3 new books, you would just be so much more of a person in a year's time. If nothing else, if you just do this for 6 months to a year, just take Wednesdays off. You will have completely mastered the element of owning your own week. Right, because sometimes it is useful to take some of the week to earn money to pay for everything, but you don't need to do it over 5 days. Okay, after all, if you didn't eat on Wednesday, just say, you've saved yourself, 5 to 10 pounds, however much money you spend on eating. So Wednesday has become a cheaper day. So what I'm saying is there you can earn less anyway, The other thing to do is to totally scrap the concept of 3 meals a day. I mean, I never eat whilst I'm working. Right now, the only exception to that is if, someone has a birthday and they give me a piece of birthday cake, or sometimes people feed me biscuits. I'm fine with that. That's fine because it's part of what I'm doing and we're just chatting over biscuits. But I don't take out a meal with me between my work. I don't have any, I never eat sandwiches, ever. I don't eat anything which is a sandwich substitute, like a little salad in a pot or anything like that. I just, on work days, I simply don't eat. I don't eat before I go out. I don't eat while I'm working because I'm working. I don't want to be digesting food. I'm working, and then when I get home in the evening, it depends what time it is and what mood I'm in. I might have a glass of wine and half a bag of tortilla chips, okay? Or if I'm on a no carb, I'll have a glass of wine and a tin of tuna, or some hard boiled eggs that I'd already prepared, but maybe some cheese, I enjoy my work and I work mainly because I want to rather than that I have to earn money. And I cannot pair my work with eating unless it's just biscuits, I haven't got time in a day to focus on a meal when I'm focusing all of my human energy on getting to my clients and making sure they have the best possible human experience while I'm with them, okay? And that does not include food. So, on Mondays and Tuesdays, I hardly anything at all. Thursdays, again, probably hardly anything at all. Fridays, I'll probably have something nice in the evening. Wednesdays, I'll just have whatever I feel like, maybe a steak or some pulled pork or something like that. And then Saturday and Sunday, it depends what I'm doing for the weekend. I might create a meal which is Friday and Saturday and then have something different Sunday, or I'll have something on Friday and then I'll do Saturday and Sunday together, or all 3 separate, or maybe one of them will be eat out. It just depends what's going. But for me, you know, everyone has this 1-6-8, whether we want it or not. Everyone else's timetable revolves around this 1-6-8 hours of the week. I try to be in control of as much of it as possible. I enjoy the days that I work. I do the work I enjoy, and I don't eat when I'm working. And then I rest up on the days when I'm not working. And I try to put in as much of my life, my interests, into my days off, which are essentially all of Wednesday, half of Thursday, a good chunk of Friday evening, and then Saturday and Sunday. You know, I can take any day off I want, but there's only 52 weeks in a year, and I've got to pay a certain number of bills, and people will have all the bank holiday Mondays off, for example. So, you know, I don't have that many days off outside of my Wednesdays and Sundays and that. But absolutely have to say, over and over again, if you want to revolutionise your life, who you are, and your working week, use Wednesday as another Sunday. Just take a day of rest. It wouldn't have been necessary 300 years ago, but in today's world, we're dealing with artificial clouds, we're dealing with polluted water, you can't access water out of the ground like we used to be able to. The air you breathe is poisonous, you know, everyone's stressing out at you, people are asking you to pay money immediately on demand. Every time you go driving somewhere, you're going to hit a pothole. It's just superannuated stress upon stress upon stress. You seriously need to divide your week into two. So you do Monday, Tuesday, day off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, day off Saturday. And then you've got the official day of rest on Sunday extra. So 2 days on, 1 day off, that type of thing. Yeah. Thank you for listening in. And I hope that you will take me seriously and do this. Don't ever take those little poisonous white pills, which are just talcum powder with a nasty dollop of chemicals, mainly coming from petrol, that you do not need inside your body. They're designed to make you ill, so you keep going back and getting more and more. Okay, everything in today's world is designed to make us ill and to poison us and to send us to the grave as quickly as possible. And so you've got to bounce back, but you also want to be the real you, and that there's such a challenge in there. And that, you know, I'm going to do another article on how to totally self-actualize the absolutely real you. Okay, take Wednesdays off.